Hey, Donalex, what is the story behind Royal Galley?
So this card goes way back to Seaside, and this card called Procession. Play an action card, do it again at the start of your next turn. And this seemed like a cool fit for Seaside, but it was awful. And it's a thing from the early days. Swindler was a big example of this. Swindler gives you plus two coins, and originally it did not. And it was just because at the beginning I was thinking in terms of, what can this card do? And, put the ability on it and try it out, and it would be good or bad or whatever. And I wasn't thinking in terms of, oh, every card is going to give you some amount of base resources that nudges it into where the effect is good enough. And there were just cards that weren't good enough without extra resources, and they died. And Swindler was one of the early ones where it was like, okay, I can rescue this card by giving it two coins. I know this is they're all the people who hate Swindler. But it needed two coins, or it just would have sucked. So that was a lesson at some point, like, oh yeah, the game has these basic resources, and lots of cards are going to need to give them to you in addition to whatever their idea is in order to be good enough. And but still, in the day of Procession, it didn't cross my mind, and this mechanic wasn't good enough, and so much for that it died. And was not revisited for many years. And then here we are in Allies with Manor. And so Manor, as we can see, was originally one of the forts in the $4 position. You can always tell from the cost. So where Garrison is now. And it says you may play an action card from your hand. If you discard it from play this turn, set it aside. At the start of your next turn, plus two coins and play the card. And so the discard it from play thing is it's the text I can use to really handle the broader world of duration cards. That is to say that if you play a duration card with this, I want to make sure that I've caught the fact that that it was a duration card. If I say non-duration, that doesn't go the distance actually, because there could be a throne room played on a duration card, and it won't be a duration card. So if I want to catch that too, I need to say this business about, oh, did you actually discard it from play? And so, but it is a cumbersome thing. So initially, the card said all that. So if you played Manor on a throne room on a duration card, you wouldn't discard it from play that turn, so you wouldn't set it aside. And so that dealt with that tracking issue. And then it gives you resources, which is two coins. Next turn, which is not amazing, but it's a lot more than nothing. So this was, Procession at long last, trying for new life in Allies. And so then this next version is just reworded. If you discard it from play this turn, play the set aside card. And so the next version, instead of two coins next turn, it gives you a card this turn, which I think may have been last footnote suggestion. Last footnote play tester who I recruited in the days of Adventures, actually for the Prince promo, just before Adventures, because I hadn't made a Dominion expansion in a bit, and my play tester had drifted away. He's now credited as head playtester on the last pile of expansions because he has just, put in so much work playing with his own group and making images for the other external playtesters to use instead of mine. Anyway, a brief side note about Last Footnote, also known as Matt Engels. Engels, he said. Now I'm suspicious that Matt Engel, not Engels. All right. So anyway, we move on the story of Manor. So I believe he suggested make it plus one card now instead of plus two coins next turn. And there it is. Still a fort. And then I gave up on this whole business of saying if you discard from play this turn because it's so awkward. And I just say non-duration. So if you use it on a throne room, you're going to have that tracking issue. You may play plus one card, you may play a non-duration card, action card from your hand, set aside the start of your next turn, play it. And so it already feels done, but wait. I took it out of the pile because it was too good of a card. It was a card we really just wanted a whole pile of. So instead of being in the forts, it was a whole pile of the Royal Barges. And then late in the going, I renamed it to Royal Galley. And an old name, both names, I think. Well, yeah, there was already a barge. I'm pretty sure I've had other Royal Barges. Anyway, you know, just some tweak. I don't remember the story of why I renamed it. Maybe somebody complained because it seemed like, why isn't this related to barge somehow? I don't know. And the royal part, of course, is because that's just a thing I tend to do on throne rooms, is try to tie them into the king himself will be here, making everybody work harder. That's the flavor justification on that whole suite of cards.
Hey, Bards, what do you have for us today?
Cash can't curse or dole out spiced-up tokens. Merely gains on gain that make one wince. So it fell as new cards were awoken, death knell dealt to copper strategists. While it was the furthest thing from broken, no one, save its strongest malcontents, would allege that it was too soft-spoken. If not else, it gave you its 2 cents.
Thank you, J-Nails, for that opinionated tribute to Cash.